This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27/1942. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, diabetic nephropathy, recurrent UTIs, and anemia. Her last visit was January 27th of this year. She has lost 4 pounds over the last 3 months. She did have a cystoscopy and also required a procedure with IV contrast, and she is allergic to IV contrast. 24 hours after the procedure, she developed severe weakness, no itching, no rash, but fatigue and joint pain. And currently she cannot move the right shoulder well at all, and her neck is extremely stiff. So she went into Carson City Emergency Department for evaluation, and she was treated and released as nothing requiring hospitalization was evident at the time of her ER visit. She did use Flexeril 10 milligrams with relief of the pain. That's the only thing that really seemed to help the muscle pain and rigidity. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, and she is feeling marginally better this week. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have recurrent diarrhea, but not recently. Chronic UTIs, and she's followed by Dr. Miller, urologist, for the chronic UTIs, and she's also on Keflex, preventative dose for the UTIs. And blood sugars are up and down, but relatively stable, she reports. No recent falls or syncopal episodes, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the sodium bicarb, 650 milligram twice a day, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 110 pounds, pulse 85, oxygen saturation is 99% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124, it's actually left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 124 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, we're done 3/20 of 2025. Her hemoglobin is 10.7. That's markedly better than in the ER. It was 9.8. White count is 3.6. In the ER, that was 2.9. Platelets, 131,000. Platelets were 71,000 in the ER in February. Estimated GFR, currently 26. Her creatinine is 1.88. It was better in the ER in February of 1.58. Liver enzymes were normal. Sodium, 138. Potassium, 4.1. Carbon dioxide, 21. Calcium 9.5 and albumin 3.9. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. I would like her to continue having labs done monthly. 2, diabetic nephropathy with stable blood sugar levels, and she will continue her diabetes medications. Three, chronic anemia, followed by Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, M.D.